Hey, I wanted to do something before we left because being a cheapskate is so much a part of your reality online. And that's not a slur, folks. That is a compliment to Rick Broida. He does it so well. As a matter of fact, you'll find if you go to CNET.com that there is an entire column there for cheapskate. Talk about some of the things you've got there that you want that you've found recently you think are really neat.
Yeah, an interesting gadget crossed my path this past week, and I'll set it up first by saying, a lot of times when you have internet problems at home, the first advice you get is to reset your modem or reset your router to unplug
Reboot.
Them
yeah.
and plug them back in. And a lot of times this can fix whatever kind of problem you're having.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a product called Net Reset, which plugs into an electrical outlet, and it has two outlets of its own. And then you plug your modem and your router into those two outlets, and it's on a timer. So every 24 hours, at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whenever, it will auto-power cycle those two devices for you. So every day you wake up to a fresh modem and router.
Right, right.
And it sounds kind of dumb in a way, and on the other hand, it's like, that's very clever because...
Oh, no contraire, my friend. I thoroughly endorse that sort of thing because... I work with a lot of people, and one of the things that they do more than anything else is they never, ever reboot their computer. It's like I do my work, close it up,
right.
and they figure when they close it up, it's off. No, it's gone to sleep.
Right.
Once in a while, you have to actually reboot the thing. You got memory that's fragmented. You've got all sorts of things going on. You got cache that's full.
You got Windows being Windows.
Everything. And so it's good to reboot things every once in a while, and it sure the heck doesn't work. It doesn't hurt if you do your router and stuff at home, because the other things it does, it can also pull updates in from the manufacturers and
That's
update
true.
That as well.
Right.
How much is
Although
it?
Sometimes you, sometimes you're backing up or you're updating something else at about that time too.
Well,
right?
If your computer is on and you're doing some sort of overnight backup, then obviously that's not going to be a great solution. But I think for the majority of people who just have home, stuff and they're not doing that, this is a nice solution. Now
they're not backing up.
Okay. Not overnight to the cloud in any copious amounts.
Okay.
But the cheapskate approach to this would be not to buy this product, but to go get yourself a couple of timers like that control your Christmas lights.
There you go.
And set that up to do more or less exactly the same thing for like $5.
Yeah.
But the Net Reset normally costs $50, which mm-hmm. is a little steep. I had it on sale during this week for $34.99, and okay. I don't know if that coupon code is still good. I think may have expired, but we'll do a deal again sometime down the road.
Something
but,
to make
but
people
now
aware
will,
of.
Will it start one before the other?
Yes, it does, actually. It does them in sequence. So
right.
it's, it does them in the correct order.
Right.
I think modem first and then router.
Is there a phone app where I can control that remotely, or is that strictly mechanical?
It is strictly mechanical. It's an electronic timer. Mm-hmm. It's fairly simplistic, really.
But what one of the things that Rick's pointed out here is that he has coupons that have, if you will, time limits on them. So it'd be good for you to bookmark the Cheapskate website.
Would be
good. And then what you can do is just check back with it regularly and see what the deals are that are out there, because very often they have a time limit on them and you can get in.
Yep, or they sell out.
Or they sell out,
so
exactly.
So you can subscribe to the Cheapskate newsletter if you're so inclined.
Or you can go to Ace Hardware and get one of those timers.
That would work too.
That's why we call Rick the FOT, our frugal friend of tech tools.
Wow. Nicely done.
Yeah, that's right.
We just pull that out of the air?
Yeah, it's free.
Wow.
You can use that.
I'm not ever going to use that.
It's frugal.
He promises. He promises.
I've been called a lot of bad names.
That's not one of them. Hey, one of the things I wanted you to talk about, though, was the Pebble Watch, because there's so much talk about, or there has been talk about watches. Pebble Watch apparently has got some nice little features.
Yeah, Pebble kind of out of the blue announced some new products this past week. And once again, as usual, they're going the Kickstarter route. So instead of just putting it up for sale on their website, they're doing it as a Kickstarter thing because that's their thing. That's how they roll. And so what we're getting is the Pebble 2, the Pebble Time 2, and a new product called the Pebble Core, which is kind of an interesting thing. They describe it as a hackable 3G wearable for phone-free running. So the idea is that when you go running, instead of having to bring your phone along, which is kind of big and clunky, that you bring along this little square gizmo that can store music, that is 3G connected and has GPS, and then it will sync all your data back to your phone once you get home. And interesting, that's interesting. I'm interested in that product. The new Pebbles, I'm less interested.
Okay, now I notice you're still wearing an Apple Watch.
I am wearing an Apple Watch. I think I've mentioned this in the past. Yeah, yeah, Cal. Cal's giving me the eyeball. And I like this because it stays connected to my iPhone. It gives me notifications better, really, than any other solution I've found. I used to love the Pebble. I love the idea of the Pebble, of the price of the Pebble. It would not stay connected reliably to my phone. Drove me nuts. Mm. Great for Android users, less great for iPhone users.
Mm. All right. Rick Broida, thank you so much for being with us today.
Always
a whole host of things. And again, folks, if you've caught us and you kind of jumped in here late, we are going to be posting all the links that we've been talking about, whether it's for podcasts or some of the other things we've talked about as well. And I hope that you have a wonderful Father's Day coming up and that you get every device that you hope to.
Same to you.
Thank you.